The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
February the 25th, 2015,
a Wednesday. Our phone line's here at 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning, Linda.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, my gosh, it's Wednesday. Oh, hump day. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got to pay attention there at the controls.
You can tell that it's got to be bad, Bob, hey, at the controls, and Eldon's over there going, hump day, hump day.
Writing it down. Hey, all morning long, we have a packed show. We've got some very interesting guests this morning, all through again to the 9 o'clock hour. But to give you update on the weather, it's currently 40 degrees. We're going to have temperatures are going to reach around 74 today. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 43. Now Thursday calls for mostly sunny with temperatures around 70, with our lows around 47. And then Friday, here we go with our showers, hopefully. 60% chance of showers with a high of 60.
Showers, yeah,
don't put
showers,
those sweaters away back.
Showers,
don't put them in your clothes.
Yeah.
So the weather, now that you've got me completely lost on where we're going, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Where's that sound effect where I go, boing, over your head?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, this Saturday at 5 p.m., starting at 5 p.m., is the Shasta County Veterans Advocate Council Veterans of the Year Awards Banquet for the county's individual and group advocates of the year. Tickets are $15, can be purchased at Classic Cafe or the Veterans Service Office. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Hall, Yuba Street. We're going to be there. So. Anyway.
Okay, well, would you please just break that down one more time for me? What it is, where it is.
It's the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council. They're going to award the individual citizen and the organization has done most for veterans this year.
That's great.
And that's what they're going
to
hand out an award. And then it's a dinner. It's a little bit of a fundraiser, but it's going to be down at the Vet Center.
Now, okay, starts the social hours at 5. Dinner is at 6. We'll be there. We love our veterans. We thank our veterans every day, which means that we're there. And I'm going to start at the top of the hour right here to see, okay, you guys, are you on your toes yet? Have you thrown the covers yet and had your little toes on the floor? Because you're going to want these tickets. And that's going to show us how awake you are. This Saturday night, hello, February 28th from 6 to 11. It's Mardi Gras. Soroptus International of Reading is giving two tickets away right now. We've got them right here. We're giving them out to the first caller, 605-4567. We hope that you have a fun time, you lucky winner, whoever you are. These are free tickets, and there's going to be King and Queen announced. If you've not been to one of these events, this is a blast. You get to gamble, have a cocktail,
dance.
It's a blast. It's held at Mercy Oaks this year. Again, two tickets for the first caller this morning for the Mardi Gras this weekend.
605-4567. Okay. Two things I want to say real quick before we get to Gary Cadd, who is here to talk about today's meeting. Eddie Routh found guilty of murder of Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield in Texas. Chris Kyle, of course, is an American sniper. It took the Texas jury 2 hours, one of which they had dinner. And then they went back after dinner, brushed their teeth, sat down, and found this guy guilty and sentenced to life without parole. Eddie Routh killed American sniper and his buddy Chad Littlefield. You know, You gotta love Texas. Hey, pass me some more of that chicken fried steak over here. Oh, a little more gravy. Hey, what do you think? Guilty. Oh, my God, guilty. Well, we need to take an hour, kind of clean up, wash our faces, and come back.
Well, we like to see swift justice, you know, when something
and
is...
And off has, he went. I mean, he, into jail. And I want to just mention this, too. Lassen County voted to become part of the State of Jefferson movement. And that's two counties this week, Lassen and Lake, as they say, makes eight. And there's an article, it was a, and then there's the editorial in the Record Searchlight that talks about, oh, you know, there's no place for Jefferson, you know, okay, you know, and they miss a lot of the facts on it, and they mix some of the facts up. So, in looking for pure fairness here, we're having Mark Baird on tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to discuss each item that the Record Searchlight brought up. In their editorial. So that's on tomorrow. But now we got Gary Cadd. Gary Cadd, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Reading City Councilman. And, you know, Gary always comes through because I thought, you know, with this is a big vote coming up today at 2 o'clock, right?
Yes,
it's
it
at
is.
2. And this is what sets the spending priorities for the next 2 years.
Right.
And I've seen an article that said that you and Francie, who are probably more diametrically opposed than any other people on the board.
I love Francie, but we do
well, no,
have
no,
our
no,
differences.
No. I mean, it has nothing to do personally. No, I understand that. I understand that. But you two have come together and said we need to make sure that this crime issue does not go away.
Carl, to do nothing about public safety, and public safety meaning the crime in the city of Reading now, is simply not an option. If we wait for the amount of crime that we have now, if we wait another 8 months or a year, it's only going to increase. So the issue needs to be dealt with now.
Now, the Record Searchlight's editorial here yesterday says that where it's seems like crime has leveled off, but they forgot to put in the part where it skyrocketed, you know, 40%. Well, now it's leveled off.
The chief said program that he had, what was it, last Thursday night, a week ago, told us then what the numbers are. No, we have problems in our neighborhoods. We have problems in our business districts in the in the city of Reading, and we need to do something now. And I'm not saying we need to. The paper's right. We need to put our collective heads together to work our way through this problem.
We cannot. You cannot leap at this with this. You know, the sky is falling.
No.
On the other hand, what they didn't point out was that, you know, perception becomes reality.
This is true.
And the perception of people, and Richard Searchlight does this, is puts, and you put, you know, homeless camps out there and 16,000 pounds of trash picked up. And, I mean, and you listen to and it's not just the illegal camps that are problems. It's what's happening around it. Mm-hmm. And it's not getting any better. It's leveled off, but it doesn't mean it's getting any better.
Well, we have drugs in our neighborhoods. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of crime going on in the city of Reading, and Chief Paletti and our police officers, especially the sworn officers, the ones that carry the weapons, need more help. At one time, the city of Reading had 119 sworn police officers and 17 community service officers. We now have 3 community service officers, and they have so much work that they really never get out into the field, the community service officers. And we're down to 98 on a good day as far as sworn officers.
A good day. Yeah.
On a good day. So
it's still only 7 a shift.
That's correct. And the thing with it is they need help. They need our help.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that. And what we want to do is when we come back is talk about the priorities. Mm-hmm. Because there's the spending priorities that we're talking for our city for the next 2 years and where the money's going to come from and where the money can go to and how much money really is available. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. Gotta wait for this. That. All right. Let's get down to business here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, inside of Tobacco Brew is Espresso Joe's, the best coffee bean prices you're going to get in the North State. The gals in there, we call them the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, can make you any kind of coffee, hot, cold, to your specifications. You want to get a lottery ticket, any stuff like that. They've got wine. They have teas. They have all the fun things and a little place to have coffee there. Then walk-in next door, and they have the largest walk-in humidor if you like to get cigars for your man, cigars cigars for your dad, just cigars in general. They have a great, a wonderful walk-in humidor there, too. That's Tobacco and Brew. Thanks for being our sponsors.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Gary Cadd, Reading City Councilman.
You got trouble, my friend. Right here in River City. Bravo! Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
We got trouble right here in River City.
Well, we do have trouble right here in River City. And okay. It's called money for the city of Reading.
All right. Okay, Gary, so today is the big day. They're setting priorities, financial priorities, workshop today. And it's going to be covering a number of different things, I see.
Quite a number. The thing that's going to happen today is there's two issues that I'm going to be working on really hard at this meeting. And one of them is my number one thing that we have to work for the city of Reading is unfunded pensions. We're talking over $300 million, even though the paper said $200 million. It's actually $300 million mm-hmm. in unfunded pensions. Now, that's one thing. But the other thing is both the pension plans have us on a payment plan. We are going to be paying. So we're going to be coming up probably with about $7 to $8 million for PARS this mm-hmm. spring. And CalPERS, we may get somewhat of a reprieve the first year on the payment plan with CalPERS.
So we have to come up with $7 million this year?
Well, we already built $4.8 million into the budget
last
year.
So it's another $3
million. So it's going to be another $3 million on top of that this year. And that will continue for an additional 10 and a half years.
10 and a half years.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And then CalPERS is going to come in at 1.7 has been the previous amount, but CalPERS has won a lawsuit of $300 million, so we will get part of that back. So for the first year or two of going into the CalPERS payments, it's going to be maybe a little reduced, and then they're going to jump up quite drastically.
Okay. So that's one big thing. And, okay.
How
what
much
about
surgery do you have to do?
How much what?
Surgery.
On the budget?
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be a tremendous amount of surgery on the budget when these things start hitting. To me, I think that we ought to start working as a council to have the employees start picking up a larger portion of their pension. They've just recently, all but one of the bargaining groups just recently, are picking up their employee portion, but they're going to have to start picking up more of the city's portion of the pension plan because we can't afford it. These pensions are awesome pensions. They've been promised a ton of money, and to pay this off, we are going to have to come up with them paying part of this pension. We can't afford
okay,
it.
Okay, now, we don't have a lot of time here, so I want to move into the public safety side of this.
Right.
So where does that fall into it? Public safety, short-term solutions.
Well, the short-term solution for working on public safety is going to be we're going to have a tax sales tax increase. I mean, I'm not a sales tax increase guy. That's not part of my DNA. But we are going to have to do something. We're going to have to raise money. We have to find new ways of incarcerating people once the officers pick these people up and get them off the street.
But that's not a city thing, is it?
It's a city and a county. But the city is going to have to start pushing.
Right. Well, it's been going like this for 3 years mm-hmm. or longer. I haven't seen the county do anything to – I mean, we can arrest all these people and we come down to a plug. I mean, this is something we've talked about ad nauseum. So the city – but the city needs to address is more officers. Everybody agrees. But we also need a place – and this is where the county – are you all working with the county to have come up with some kind of plan to house 200 people?
At this moment, there are probably things going on between the chief and the sheriff. But as far as an actual plan, no, I don't know.
Has the city council ever met with Board of Supervisors and say, hey, guys, this is all of our problem. We need to fix this.
If it's happened, it's been an informal position, and I don't know about it. So I would say no, that it hasn't happened.
Okay.
But I think we need to have a sales tax increase, but on the county level, which would include the city.
So we're looking at a city sales tax increase on the county and a sales tax increase on the city level.
Well, it'd be in both places, yes.
So a double tax increase.
Well, no, it'd be the same amount on the county and the same amount on the city.
Yeah, but you'd have a county tax increase and a city tax increase. So if one's 0.5 and the other's 0.5, and it comes out to 0.10.
Well, if we need a tax increase of 1 cent, half would go to the county and half would go to the city. But we okay. need to sit down before I would even vote for this. We yeah. need to sit down and earmark where the money is going to go, exactly where
Absolutely.
It's going to go.
Well, I saw, you know, we've got all these, the park system. Let's address the park system. We have a lot of nice green areas here in parks and trails.
Well, we just had a presentation by the new BLM person that came in and talked to us. His first name is Brian, and Brian, I'm sorry, I forget your last name at the moment, but he replaces Steve Anderson. But we had a presentation before the for the city council, our last meeting, of all the parks and the trails within the city of Reading and our surrounding area. Mm-hmm. And there's some beautiful, beautiful trails and parks, but we do not need to continue increasing the number of trails and parks when we have unfunded pensions of $300 million. We have the crime problem that we've got, and then we've got the Gatsby 45, which is post-retirement health care at $107 million, which is unfunded.
So then what I'm hearing from you then is take care of what we have, but no expansion.
Yeah, and don't just take care of something. Take darn good care of it.
Okay, but no money in there for expansion.
Right.
So you're saying then is, so what's your first priority? So your first priority is unfunded pension?
Unfunded pension.
And your second, priority is?
Is public safety.
Short-term solutions?
Well, some of them may be a little longer term. It may be 4, 5, 6 years with the sales tax and where the money is going to go. We need to hire more police officers in the city of Reading. That's very definite. We need community service officers. We need more incarceration options for us to lock these people up and get their attention instead of bring them in the back door and kick them out the front door 5 minutes later.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones here. Charles, good morning. You have a question?
Yeah, well, more of an observation. I've looked through the documents attached to the agenda for this afternoon's meeting, and I don't recall seeing any mention there of the money the city's going to have to pay out for the pilot litigation. And I don't recall seeing anything there, you know, about preparing for the cost of perhaps, you know, what the IRS may bring to bear upon the city because of their investigations.
So, on natural gas sales.
Right. I mean, it's not, okay. And the word, and the unfunded liabilities, those are at the very bottom of the priority list attached to item 7 of the agenda. So it seems like if we're going to address those things which threaten our ability to handle the public safety, then those challenges need to be included in the priority list, and the, you know, the pilot cost and IRS investigation and
Charles,
who knows what else. Yeah. Those things need to be addressed.
Well, Charles, you're right.
Thanks for the phone call, Charles.
You're exactly right, because we don't know the outcome on the pilot or the prepaid gas issue that's going to be coming up with the IRS. So there's even more reason to be very skeptical about where we're going with our money and how we're going to spend our money. Now, there is money in the reserve account that can be used. But we need to take the long, hard look at what's going on and how we go about doing it. And I thank you for bringing the issue up of both the pilot and the IRS issue.
Oh, yeah, Charles is gone here. Okay, so we've got like 2 minutes left. So Gary, then. What do you think is going to happen today? Are they going to be, you know, are they going to say, okay, what are they, when you say short-term solutions, what exactly are those? Do you have the short-term solutions in front of you?
I mean, as far as public safety?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just mentioned it. We need to hire more.
Okay, that's the short-term solution then.
Right.
Okay, that everybody says that's what the short-term solution is.
Well, it's what the chief's talked about.
Okay.
He has a course of action plan that he's put together that has a few more items on it, but in essence, that's where we're going, yes.
1 minute left. What about the Oasis Road? Is that gone? Is that dead?
Well, the Oasis Road from 10 to 12 was number one on the priority list. Right now, that project is at a screeching halt, and I'm very fearful that Costco could possibly leave the city of Reading if they don't start moving forward and getting something done here. So that is one of my pet projects.
Is City Reading dragging their feet on this?
Well, the city of Reading dragging their feet. I think Costco is getting a little bit into it, and it's just getting so
okay.
convoluted that it needs a.
Right. Now I've got 30 seconds for this one. Quarterly city council study sessions regarding REU.
Well, you know what I feel about the commission.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Is this a once a quarter you meet for one day or something, or what is that?
First, I've heard of it. It's right here, so yeah. I don't really know what's going on. Sometimes I think things go on at City Hall that I'm not aware of just how they're happening. But
no, we've proven that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So moving right along on that one.
Okay.
But
all right. Okay. So this is today. Can people come to this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, this is an open meeting at 2 p.m. in the city council chambers, and you all are going to be talking the city council priority setting workshop. And each one of you is going to be able to say if it's a very high priority, it's a high priority, a medium priority, and a low priority. If it's low priority, you're never going to see that one again during this time frame.
Well, all these issues will come back up again. This list,
the council doesn't really live
by this list.
Okay, well. I would think after spending all this time and money to make all this that
well,
would use
Oasis
it.
You
do
number
use
one
it.
In 10 to 12. And
oh, it, nothing so. Happened, huh? Okay, yeah. I got it. Gary, as usual, thank you very much. So we can talk about this. And do I get to keep this?
No, actually,
that's classified, and I would read it. No, I'm just kidding. No. Just kidding there. Okay. Gary Cadd's been our guest, and thanks a lot,
Charles,
Gary, for being
for
here.
Calling,
thanks, Charles. And we're going to be right back after these messages.
Thanks.
Carl
thank
and the bot.
You know you make me wanna sound, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
Beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Are you awake? Good morning, KCNR 1460. How you doing? 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 40 degrees. Sunny today with temperatures around 74. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 43. Mostly sunny tonight with temperatures around 70. Thursday around 70 with chance of rain on Thursday night. Friday is around 60 degrees, and Friday night is around 43. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. As you know, we have lots of guests coming in and going this morning. We just heard Gary Cat.
We're back.
And we are back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Go in and see Leonard at on Hilltop Drive. He will fulfill all of your requests on the truth. Like, what is this piece worth? You know, he pulls no punches.
Best
I've had my feelings
in the area.
I've had my feelings hurt a few times when I thought something I had was really valuable.
You brought in that one ring and showed it to Leonard, and he looks at it and he goes, where'd you get this?
He goes,
and he says, and I hope you didn't pay a lot for it.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't pay a
Linda,
lot for it.
Linda
but,
storms out of the store.
Oh, I was sick.
Leonard goes, did I hurt her feelings? And I went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so,
but,
Leonard. But
you know what? I come from the school of honest. What I'm really enjoying a lot of these, you know, like The Voice and American Idol, they're being very honest. And, you know, it doesn't, you know, people who don't get their chairs turned around have to work really hard to come back. Because the truth is, you want the truth. And you get the professionals to really tell you the truth, not stroke you.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, Estate Jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in the area. How'd we get on The Voice? How'd we get on The Voice?
Because we've been watching it. I like the fact that it's real school. It's real school. Back in the day when I would audition, they would go next. They didn't even let you get through the second. You're either looking for it. You either have what they want. It's just, you know, it can be very hardcore in the real world of entertainment.
What you're seeing at The Voice and at American Idol,
yes.
after the first few chords, they know. They're either going to turn around or not. Okay, Four Winds Jewelry, again, across from Sierra Gibbs, they can do it all there. And great prices, great sales always going. Joe Acamente is with
Hi,
us
Joe.
Today.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Oh, well, we're a lot better since we turned you on.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
There
I'm
we
get
go.
Get you up on that, Mike, Joe.
Get you up on that.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing quite well.
Oh, good.
You know what, Joe is, you know, such a big part of our town here and everything and doing so many things. What are you involved with now? I mean, besides what you came to talk about, but what are some of the things you're doing here?
Well, I'm with the Builders Exchange, Shasta Builders Exchange,
and
as you know.
You're heading, yeah.
I'm the executive director.
Executive director of that.
We are doing a lot of things in the community. We're trying to be very active in the community. We actually have I'll do a little editorial. We actually have, like, three pillars of things that are important to us. One is political advocacy. We want to be involved positively in the political process. We want to push the system to bring progressive jobs, to bring progressive growth. That's something that is imperative. And I think we all agree, as our economy improves, the crime issues that we deal with tend to decrease. That's just a simple economic fact. The next thing we want to do is develop a trade school and really teach the trades.
Great.
We applaud that.
You know what
yes,
that is?
Absolutely.
That is
they don't have shop anymore in schools.
No, they don't.
So where do people go if they
– Has there been a trade school before?
We've done it.
That's what I thought.
The exchange has done a really good job. Now we want to ramp it up. It's kind of our center pillar. Like it's what holds the building up. We really want to go aggressively after that. We are focused right now on the electrical program, which is very successful. I had a meeting the other day with a gentleman in solar to see if we can't bring a solar component in because it's on trend and it's tied with electrical. We're looking at basic carpentry. So we really want to be a trade ready center, so that our members can have someone ready to go to work.
Now, do people pay to go to that school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Is this a VA approved by any chance?
We're working on all that. There's a lot of regulation that we have to work through. But yes, our goal is to be able to make this accessible to everyone who wants to get.
Oh yeah, but a VA, I tell you what, if it's VA approved and they can pay for the tuition there, and you're teaching somebody a trade, that and here's the thing, is people. We talk about all the people that need college degrees, and it's true. I mean, we need college degrees, but if you don't have somebody there that's going to build your home, take care of the home, it makes no good. It makes no difference how smart you are and how many computers you can invent or the software you can invent. If when you turn on the water, nothing comes out and there's nobody to fix it.
Right, right.
So
not,
I mean, this is great.
Not everybody's wired for college.
That's
it doesn't mean they're not brilliant people. That's just that's not where their passions lie.
Their brilliance is in working with
their
families.
May want to do physical labor. Right. And there's I always just think, when our people come to help fix the water heater or the plumbers come to I just say, what a noble it's a noble trade.
Especially,
how did you start doing that? It's interesting to hear the stories, cuz I always like to do a background. But
when you pay them more than you do the dentist.
Well,
but you want to make sure that stuff goes down you push that handle.
Or your water, you don't have water leaks that turn into thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
but
right.
So what I think is really interesting is that I really do think this is the future, because, we for those people who are looking at, like, maybe they came into an inheritance, it's very nice to – arts and culture are very nice. But this is something that helps the working – minded person to feel trained. It empowers people to get back into the workforce, and then is moving forward with our society.
Right, and we have numerous very successful entrepreneurs, and as we know, the driving force in our economy is not big business; it's independent small businesses. And you can see young men and women who have started their own companies. One example, John Jones from Custom Plumbing. He started his own plumbing company. He's in his early 30s, and the kid is just an absolute dynamo. He's building a great business, building a great reputation, and doing something he's passionate about, and that's the trades. So it's really a great thing to see, and we really want to turn up the heat on the trade.
Do you have a projection date that you think that this trade school you would like to see the trade school open?
It's open now. I mean, we're running classes now.
Oh, cool.
Right now, it's just a matter of figuring out the economics that go with a trade school, and figure out what our costs are going to be, where our teachers are going to come from, what directions we want to go in, how do we get federal funding, how do we get state funding, how do we get accredited to get those things. And we're a very small organization. We're a not-for-profit, so manpower is something we don't have a lot of. But we're up and running now, and our goal, again, is to really expand the program probably within the next 6 to 12 months.
So you can get certified?
Yes. We're through NCCER, which is an accreditation company, and the electrical program. They get a certificate.
You can hang your plaque when you start your job, when you start your company.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dave Ramsey here every afternoon, and I hear more stories. It's on from 12 to 3. More stories about two young couples, or a couple that have like $110,000 of student loans. It just blows my mind. And then one guy said recently, and this does coincide with what you're saying, is that he got a degree in something he's not even using. She's working as a server, and he's working doing odd jobs. There's no way that they can make a dent. And I'm thinking, my gosh, like you said, college isn't for everybody. I mean, it's nice to have a higher education, but this is a higher education.
Absolutely.
This is more education.
This
Absolutely.
Is a technical degree.
Right.
Vice.
This is a technical skill.
And the technical skills are, and frankly, most guys have this envy. I mean, maybe it's hidden down low. Maybe it's hidden
hammer
back there.
Hammer envy.
You have hammer envy. When you see a guy come in there and you go, well, and then you watch him like
envy.
Tool belt envy.
I think there's some truth to that.
I think there probably is. But, and you watch people that come in and do things, and they just fix something on it. And you realize there's training that goes in. I mean, this isn't something he's born with. He just walks in and goes, oh, if I do this and this happens. No,
right.
There is training that goes with it. But, you know, and I've always said, well, you know what, as long as they're not calling in artillery fire, you know, and I won't, if they won't call in artillery fire, I'm not going to go work on the plumbing, you know.
Right.
So it's that kind of thing.
A man's got to know his limits.
You know, there you go. And so it's a great thing. And the fact is you know, expanding out like that, I mean, that's absolutely fabulous. And it's something great for our community.
Yeah, we absolutely
and we
agree.
Appreciate what you're doing. Now, what we're going to do is, this is not what you came in to talk about, though. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about what you came in to talk about. And this is helping out another great organization right here in town. Our guest is Joe Comente, and we're talking, we're going to come back and talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Sunday morning ever, and Sundays pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wake me up, baby. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. 7:47 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Cold this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have two tickets to give away to Mardi Gras this Saturday. These are like $50 tickets, I think, and includes dinner, dancing, singing. You can, you know, there's bars. They're $35 tickets. And I thought I couldn't see it from there.
Anyway, it's a blast.
It's a blast. You can go there. Just, you know what? And then you know, all the money that you gamble and you win, then you pick up prizes afterwards. First person that gives us a call, 605-4567. We'll consider.
It's a wonderful party.
Giving you these tickets.
Yeah.
That's right. 605-4567. It's a great party. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy is out there teaching concealed carry, teaching hunter safety, teaching rifle, teaching it all out there with his team of professional NRA instructors. And all of his instructors are NRA trained. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic CCW class. How do you do this? Register online at CCW, readingccw.com, or call NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, at 999-1822. Great. Hey, our guest is Joe Comente. And Joe, we got him. He's the executive director of the Builders Exchange. And I've got like 1,000 more questions for that, but we're going to hold that to another show. But you're here to try to talk me into dressing up in high heels.
I want to take a little further than that. I'm here to convince you to get in touch with your warm, soft, feminine side.
My inner side.
I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think we all need to express that.
Well, yes, it's called Walk a Mile in Our Shoes. Yes. So it's a benefit for?
Yes, it's for women's shelters. In our case, it's One Safe Place.
This is an
international program. And the goal is very simple. We want men to appreciate women and to put them in the level of respect that certainly all women deserve in our society. And you strap on a pair of high heels, and you go out, and you walk a mile, and you raise some money, and you raise awareness, and you let people know about the horrific things that happen when domestic violence is prevalent.
Okay, now let me tell you, if you have not been to one of these before, and Eldon, our intern from Simpson, are you still going to be around here in May?
Probably not.
Oh, well, too bad, because we could have gotten all the baseball team from Simpson. You're not going to believe this, because you come out, and I was tastefully dressed in a pair of, I think I had
my red
pumps with the 3-inch heel.
I'm a red pump man.
And, well, you know what that is? I had a boa around and a string of pearls, because Chris Schwager said she'd donate $100 if I wore the pearls. Mm-hmm. So I put those on, and I had this hat. It was kind of a cross between a sombrero and something else.
Yes. Looked like Dolly. Hello, Dolly hat.
Hello, Dolly hat. That's what it was. And I walked a mile. And frankly, the first half mile, I said, what are they complaining about? The second half mile.
Yeah.
When we made that turn and we made that wide turn and coming back for the finish line, I'm like, are you kidding me? And then you see people dressed up like Star Wars troopers. I mean, they're all out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I can't wait to see your outfit.
It's
here.
A cast of characters.
That's right.
You really do have to.
Are you
going to
wear your tool belt and your pumps?
I'm going to have if I can raise some money, I'm going to have a hard hat on. I'm going to do the whole. We're going to have a team. I'm going to try to get all of our board members. We already have T-shirts made up. It says Shasta Builders Exchange on the heels of One Safe Community.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So we need to have Casey in our shirts where they're tied up, you know, in little knots underneath. So you look like little, yeah. And then, you know, I can see
you
it
know
right
what?
Now.
This,
right, now
you're,
there
really,
was,
you're really going too
there
far.
There was a guy.
No, no, I think she's right on.
No,
wait a minute.
Absolutely. A fingernail polish on it, maybe one fingernail or all of them. But there was one guy, I remember when we went before, there was a group of guys that had like polka dot black toenails, and they were, you know, it's a fun, it's a challenge.
It's awesome.
It is.
One guy carried his probably 2-year-old kid with stiletto pumps on. He had black stiletto pumps on, and of course he had his, you know, camo shorts and a t-shirt, but he carried his 2-year-old son in those stiletto heels the entire time.
Let me get one more thing, because Joe's got everything he has to talk about. We're on this thing. There's this hundreds of guys in their pumps dressed in all types of weird things, and we're walking down Tehama Street here where people are coming through to get back onto the freeway. Now, people that live here kind of know what's going on, maybe, but the other people, you should have just faces were up against the windows of their cars going, wow.
Well, Redding's a rainbow coalition.
This must be a gay pride parade or something. I mean,
my personal favorite was Darth Vader and a coterie of stormtroopers all in heels.
Yeah, all in heels. It's great. Okay.
All right. So what else?
So we're trying to raise money here.
We're raising money. Some simple stats about domestic violence, things that are very concerning. Every 90 seconds, a woman is sexually assaulted in America. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will experience domestic violence. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 7 men will be sexually assaulted. And each day in the U.S., three women and one man are murdered by an intimate partner. And when you stop and think about, I was blessed. I grew up in a very nurturing family. I like to believe my wife and I have created the same for our boys. So you think about the importance of your family. It's the place you go where you're secure and you're safe and you're loved and you're protected
yes.
from all the bad things that go on in the world.
No matter what else happens.
No matter what else.
When you walk through that door,
yes.
you're in your safe harbor,
that's right.
as we used to call it.
So you think about violence, abject violence, that it's hard to even comprehend that these women and children are subject to. And it's just – it's wrong at every level. And it's going to take international awareness to finally get to the point where it's just not acceptable behavior in any way, shape, or form.
Well, Joe, you know, it comes to a chilling fact, too, that when you even have a supervised and a very good childhood, that doesn't mean that your neighbor or somebody that you trust within your family isn't grooming. We hear it about sure. all the time with a really good family unit that somebody, babysitter or the guy down the street, and that happens. And so that is also what we talk about, you know, molestation or sexual assault. And how do we educate people about what to look for or how to break the cycle?
Well, breaking the cycle is it's not easy, but organizations like One Safe Place provide that opportunity. I mean, the women and the children have to remove themselves. And unfortunately, in some cases, and I grew up in a family of New York City police officers. I spent some time as a police officer myself. I have a son who's a police officer. You see these kinds of things. And unfortunately, in some situations, the woman almost gets to the point where she feels like, A, she deserved it, which is as wrong as it gets,
yeah.
or that she has no options, that she can't leave. That there's no other place for her to go. And I can't imagine how devastating that is for someone. I've seen it, and I know what it does to me.
The so sense of helplessness.
It's the victim. It's quintessential victimization of the innocent. They cannot protect themselves, and they're brutalized, and it's just horrifically wrong. So you have an organization like One Safe Place that now can take these people and can restore their confidence and restore their pride and provide them with the level of protection and security for them and their children. I mean, it's an incredible organization. It's an incredible opportunity for all of us as a community to rally around and say, you know what? I'm man enough to walk in some high heels if it can help a great cause. That's what this is
you know,
about.
And here's a question in here. Is there
beautifully
really
said,
those that are not aware that abusing your kids or wife is not okay? And you know what? I don't – you know, if you ask that in the cold, cold, you know, light of just looking at it, and you say, no, I think everybody – it's like child molestation. It's not right. And I think pedophiles know that. I think that abusers know that. But at some point in there, they don't care.
Yeah.
It's a power thing. It's not even abusing. It's a power thing. And, yeah, you know, for our writer in here, from our chat room, I think that it's something that it goes so far beyond right or wrong at
it
this
goes
point.
Maybe from
and you've got to take the person that's being abused and get them
yes,
out
right.
of that
yes.
and empower them. And I hate to use this as an example, but that lady who brought her daughter in and there was no room in the inn or she couldn't stand. It wasn't that she had room, but it was just didn't work out. She went home. Was killed
both
by her husband.
Children.
Yeah,
yes.
Both her children were killed by her.
She went back a few times.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that if nothing else,
you feel sorry
if
inside.
If they give them a place,
absolutely,
a place to be,
yeah.
a place to stay, till they can at least yeah. break that cycle for a while.
Absolutely, and that's what they need. They need that sense of security, and they've been cajoled into believing that they can't leave this person. They mm-hmm. won't survive without this person. Not good enough to be without this person.
That's generational. A lot of this is generational, though. Like my grandfather
really
slapped
is.
Around my grand. Not personally, but I'm just saying. I just have to say that, you know, like for some people, my grandfather's. You see it in old movies.
Yeah.
Somebody slaps somebody around, and
you
then
see
somebody
in those old movies
slaps
from the
somebody
30s
around,
that they do things that
and
are
that's
like,
acceptable.
And it was acceptable back then.
You know, the women right. just stayed no matter what, and
until they picked up the 30-30 and plugged him.
Well, so. Not even. That just okay. just you know, right. kind of went inward and died a slow death of just desperation. Yeah.
Okay, so now how do people sign up for Walk a Mile?
It's real easy. It's going to be Saturday, May 9th, and it's right out here at the north end of Market Street Promenade.
It's right down here away from us.
It takes about a half hour at most to walk.
There you go.
I've done it for 4 years. I haven't broken any ankles or knees or anything like that. So
you didn't lose a toenail?
I didn't. Well, if I lose a toenail, that's just an occupational hazard.
Oh, right.
But,
so.
Didn't you win 1 year for Sachet?
Sacramento.
I don't make a big deal out of it because people think I'm bragging, but yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Has anybody ever ran a mile in her shoes?
I haven't seen it.
That would be cool. What? I challenge anybody to run a mile in her shoes.
I saw a movie the other night. This girl is running down the street in these 4-inch stilettos. I mean, just full speed. And I'm sitting there thinking, how does she do that?
You know, she goes to the chiropractor for about a week afterwards.
I was going to say.
Okay, we got 1 minute left.
Okay, so it's Saturday, May 9th. We average about 150 men. I'd like to get it up to 250.
Yes.
I'd like young men there, too. I'm trying to get my son and his football team to come out. Young men like this, very athletic, out in some high heels. And it's real easy to get involved. It doesn't cost you any money.
That's right.
You just go online. You go to ospshasta.org, so one safe place, ospshasta.org. You click on the Walk a Mile logo, and it'll take you where you can register. And then if you want to support a team, you can do the same process and support the team.
Great.
So it's easy to do.
We're going to
please, everyone do it.
Yes, and we're going to have Joe.
Thank you so much, and congratulations for all that
you're doing.
And we're going to have Joe back on again several times in between to kind of give us a point of how many people we got going, how many teams.
Sure.
And we can start pushing that out right
Perfect.
There. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We've got Eric Wittstrom here to talk about business and a few other things that are going on. We'll be right back. It is now 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal investigators are trying to determine why a pickup truck driver drove onto the tracks and then abandoned his vehicle yesterday in Oxnard, California. That led to a fiery train crash. Robert Sumwalt with the National Transportation Safety Board says the group will be looking into all kinds of factors.
Survival factors, recorders, highway factors, emergency response, operation of the truck, operation of the train.
Sumwalt says the truck was not stuck on the tracks, as earlier believed. House Speaker John Boehner says he is waiting for the Senate to act on legislation to fund the Homeland Security Department ahead of Friday's midnight deadline.
The House has done its job to fund the Department of Homeland Security and to stop the president's overreach on immigration. And we're waiting for the Senate to do their job.
Speaking to reporters today, Boehner declined to offer his opinion of a proposal by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that would fund the department without contentious immigration provisions opposed by Democrats and President Obama that are currently attached to the bill. Sales of new U.S. homes slipped in January.
The Commerce Department says new home sales declined 0.2% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 481,000. This marks a small decrease from sales of 482,000 homes in December. Meanwhile, sales are up 5.3% from a year ago when harsh winter weather caused home buying to stall.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen says now is not the time to raise interest rates.
Too many Americans remain unemployed or underemployed. Wage growth is still sluggish, and inflation remains well below our longer-run objective.
Yellen offered testimony yesterday before the Senate Banking Committee. On Wall Street right now, it's a mixed bag. The major index is not doing much. The Dow is up by just about 1 point. The Nasdaq up by 3. And this is SRN News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
America finally breaks into the list of top-ranked cars. Rhonda Rockstra has a report.
U.S.-based automotive brands have not made the top 10 list in the annual brand report cards from Consumer Reports magazine until now. GM's Buick placed seventh in the rankings. However, German and Japanese automakers still rule the top spots with their Lexus, Mazda, Toyota, Audi, and Subaru models. Rhonda Rockstra, SRN News.
Well, some more bad weather is on the way. States of emergency have been declared. Some schools closed in the eastern part of the country. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the big challenge remains just getting the snow off the roads. And Incident Commander Robin Edgeworth told WBMA-TV it really helps when there are fewer cars driving around.
Sometimes that can't be avoided, and the city certainly recognizes that. And we hope that our citizens do as well.
Meanwhile, forecasters say precipitation across the southeastern part of the country is likely to end tonight and into early tomorrow morning. This is SRN News. A jury in Stephenville, Texas, has found an ex-Marine guilty of killing American sniper, author Chris Kyle, and another man. They were gunned down at a shooting range in 2013. State District Judge Jason Cation read the sentence yesterday for Eddie Ray Routh.
By statute, I will now impose sentence in this matter at confinement for life in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice without the possibility of parole.
Defense lawyers had argued that Eddie Ray Routh suffered from psychosis when he turned his weapon on Kyle, and Kyle's friend Chad Littlefield had been taking Routh's shooting after Routh's mother requested assistance from Kyle. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen telling Congress yesterday that the central bank would be patient about raising interest rates. Asian stocks were mostly higher today. They were cheered by the diminished prospects of an interest rate hike in this country. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 25th of February. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
You're still nervous about high heels.
1460.com. Eldon has joined us here. We're tag teaming today. Bad Bob started us off, and Eldon, our intern from Simpson.
Thanks,
our
Eldon.
Baseball player from the quintessential team of Simpson. And how many we won this year so far?
We've won three so far.
That's right. And out of, you know, but your season's just begun, right?
Just begun. So many more to come.
Many more to come.
Okay, what's next? When's your next game?
This weekend, we have a four-game series that starts on Friday.
This is against the Palo Alto school for the nearsighted?
Not quite.
Home game, or where are you?
Yeah, it's a home game at Tiger Park, 3 p.m. on Friday.
Cool.
Then we have a doubleheader Saturday and one on Sunday.
Ooh,
go
Tiger
on down
Park.
There. And,
all right.
Yeah, go down there at Tiger Field and see see the games. They're great games.
The Tiger Field.
You know, Tiger Field's been improved. There's some new improvements there even this week. That,
really?
If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing place.
Ooh.
It is.
Great place to go watch baseball and a great college team.
It is. And,
lots of upgrades from last year, too.
Oh,
on the team. Lots of upgrades on the team.
Yeah, Eldon's our catcher. Sure, and we're so happy to have him be our intern. It's nice to be inspired by watching our youth, Eldon being who I'm talking about, that shows up, is always on time, very much a gentleman, caring about learning, just the attitude of showing up, like being clean and respectful. I just thank you for that.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. So, Jerry Sanchez, you won those two tickets to Mardi Gras. I'll have them at the front desk here at 1326 Market Street. Currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. It's going to be a sunny day with temperatures around 74, partly cloudy tonight with 43. Now, we're moving into some cloudy days with some rain. Chance of rain on Thursday night. Showers, 60% chance of showers on Friday. As we move into Saturday, again, We have a chance of shower, sunny on Sunday, and it's Monday night, again, chance of shower. So we love to hear that forecast. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our weather each and every day, where our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And you know what? One of the things that we've enjoyed, especially last night, was when the heads hit the pillow. We're gone. We're gone.
Do
you know,
not
that's
wake
it.
Up.
Do not wake up
until 4:30.
Well, I didn't even wake up.
But
then
I had to have some water.
But do you know why? It's sleep number. And my sleep number setting on my sleep number bed is 40.
Eric's over there laughing. It's true, because there's nothing better, especially because we're back at the gym and we have such an active lifestyle. There's nothing better to know that your knees, your shoulders, and your neck, and plus I totally had, the massage and the chiropractic. I was just in pain because I'm working through getting my body back into shape. And it just feels good to be able to know that the pressure points in the bed help me not to be so sore.
And right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year at Sleep Number. And this includes new beds, and if you want, with the new Sleep IQ technology, all you have to do is sleep there, and it's going to help you. It empowers you to help and make decisions about how to sleep better. And right now at your Sleep Number store, queen mattresses are starting at under $600. That's right, under $600. And you can save 50% on a limited edition bed right now. Made in America, guaranteed. You know what? Linda and I promise you, you will sleep better. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? Sleep, physical activity, and diet. And you will live forever. Okay, forever being a figurative phrase, not a literal phrase. But go down and talk to Brian and Janice in the Target Shopping Center. That's where the Sleep Number store is. Find out just what Sleep Number beds can do for you. They're great. Speaking of great.
Yes, speaking of great, speaking of constant.
Our next guest today, because we've been going through a variety of guests today.
Just been wearing them out, huh?
And we have been. Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, you know what? A lot of things are happening in with Gary,
Oh, that's right. You had Gary Catt on early.
Gary Catt was
on. Got to start things off, kick it off.
Talking about the priorities.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
For the next two years on the city council, the priority setting workshop today. And this is where they put down one, two, three, or four. One being very high priority, two being high priority, three medium, and four low. And I said, so this is what they do. This is where you spend all your time on. He said, well, not really, because Oasis Road specific plans were one before for 2 years and nothing happened. So, but the big thing this time is, of course, the public safety, short term solutions, and big for Gary, of course, is unfunded pension liability. So they've got about 15 topics that they've got to rate 1 through 4. It's going to be interesting. That happens at 2 o'clock today down in the city council chambers. And if you can make it, go on down there and see what they're doing down there. It should be really,
wow,
really interesting.
Yep, interesting topics there.
Because, they're going
to. Should we help them out? Should we fill this out for them ahead of time?
You know what? I think we could. The thing about it is I would hate to think that we're going to. I would hope that they would take, crime and see that as being one of the top projects. And then everything else kind of falls in after that. And, there's some things in here, social media, use of volunteers, okay? But then you have street maintenance. I mean, my gosh, street maintenance, how important is that? Code enforcement. Code enforcement goes in with your community, with your public safety. And the quarterly city council study sessions regarding REU. Isn't that interesting? Since they did away with the REU commission, electric commission, to do a quarterly city council study so they can learn about REU. I wonder, if they do it once a quarter for a day, how many quarters will that be before they can understand what REU does?
They provide electricity. Sorry.
It's
not that simple.
Look what you just did.
I could be on city council.
You know what? You just solved their problem right there. What does REU do? It provides electricity there, buddy. You know, we're talking business, and Joe Comente was just here, right. Executive director of the.
You'll have to have him come back and talk about what's going on at the Builders Exchange. Yeah. Things have changed there. Yeah, he's new to his position. He's been there, I think, about a year or so, and then was recently promoted to executive director, and he's going to make things happen.
We're happy about the trade school.
The Builders Exchange was powerful when we were building a lot. It was helpful getting a lot of jobs and projects.
Was that the Kent Dagg era? Kent was there.
Kent was there for a long time. Yeah. I don't remember the amount of time I wasn't on the board or intimately involved with it. But they helped coordinate contractors, subcontractors, get projects bid and started and funded when we were building a lot of things in town. And then when the slowdown hit, the recession, we can call it a recession.
Let's call it a recession.
Construction came to a halt. Construction's still slow, but they've, I think that the board and the Builder Exchange have, looked inwardly, looked outwardly on what needs are and look at what their skill sets are and what they need and brought Joe in to build what they need in today's economy. And I think he's going to do a great job.
Well, you talked about just the trade school, how they're opening up, getting solar in there. Whether you like solar or not, and personally, I like solar.
Yeah.
Because I do think, and you live in a place like Reading, that if we don't use solar, we're silly.
From an economic point of view, solar is a no-brainer.
Right.
It's an easy decision for any homeowner or property owner.
So you want your technicians trained in it.
Yes.
Out there. No, it is. I think so. Yep. But the initial cost we've had some of the solar power guys come in and say, oh, no, that price is coming down a lot.
Well, and we've been involved with the bank on some of the green energy, solar, whatever you want to call it. But, we've worked with some of the small companies locally, as well as some of the largest solar farms in the Sacramento Valley, some of the funding in getting getting the solar energy or energy efficiency, more importantly, make it economically viable. Right now, you still get the tax rebates. I think it's 30%. Talk to your tax person this year only, but it sunsets after this year.
The city doesn't give you any though.
The city has rebate programs. If you're in PG&E, they also have rebate programs.
Right.
And the payback's about, depending on how much your electrical bill is at home, payback's in 6 to 7 years at the longest, maybe even sooner if you're a high
on
user.
What your bills are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so. And there's many different financing vehicles. You can get in with nothing down, finance it over 5, 7, 15 years. You can do it at both the City of Reading and Shasta County have opted into a PACE program, which is a program where you can finance it through your tax bills. It's there's a lot of alternatives. To get that done.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we have a caller. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening on the world stage.
Yes.
Is it affecting how and if it is affecting what's happening with our economy?
With business in the North State.
Exactly. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her.
Customers providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch Natural Premium Beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter Red Blend Wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's produce department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound, navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windsor Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view
Then a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, Kids Trout Fishing Pond, Bass Bin Fishing Demos, Dutch Oven and Chili Cook-Off, Hands-On Fly Tying Demonstrations, and the Artistic Wildlife Taxidermy Display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino Stay and Dine Drawing, Splash Dog Competition, Backcountry Horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sitting in between two men. Two powerful men. Here we go. Yeah.
Welcome back
to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years.
Marty knows how to respect.
Yeah. You know what? It's because he's married just like we are. We all know how that works.
He's a gentleman.
It's give him a call at 221-2642. If you want anything done for your heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, Martin and his people and his crew are just they're trained on every type of heating and cooling system. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. They've come out. They've done work at our house before, and you just can't ask for a better group of people. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
All right. Alliance Heating and Air. Sorry about that. Let's go to the phones. David, thank you for holding. You have a comment, and you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hey, morning. Carl, Linda. And let's see, I was trying to figure out who your guest was a little bit ago. Somebody was talking about unfunded mandates.
Oh, that was Gary Cadd from 7 to 7:30.
Okay, yeah. So he's, what, a city councilman?
Yes,
he's
yes.
a Reading city councilman, and we were talking about today they're going to be putting together the priorities for spending for the next 2 years.
Right. Well, I'm in my 50s, and I remember when inflation started going crazy in Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter days, and then Ronald Reagan was rootin' tootin' in, supposedly to save it, and he just kind of got it worse because then he gave it all to top secret programs. But in the old days, and this would be the early 70s or mid-70s, you could buy a house for about, 2 to 5% interest. And 6% was crazy. 3% was more common. And but all of a sudden, things went crazy especially under Jimmy Carter, and it went up to 22%.
I remember that because
you couldn't
buy a house then.
And so now governments are locked into those insane numbers. when government should be borrowing money, well, it should just actually be raising taxes to the exact amount. Government should be a nonprofit, right? It shouldn't be out there trying to get a profit every year, working its money on the stock market or something like that. So when I hear about unfunded mandates, when the government puts together its pensions, it's supposed to put them in a safe pocket. And if it hasn't been putting them in a safe pocket, or if it's trying to get crazy returns, then that's dangerous for all of us. So I wanted to raise that idea that pensions are supposed to, not only are they supposed to be a lockbox, but they're supposed to be something that stabilizes the economy. So say, for example, if you were a local government and you had a whole lot of road and tar costs, right, fixing the roads, right, and if the government had a pension fund that was going to buy road and tar, you know, it was going to work its money by getting that profit, so to speak, on the road and tar needs for the county. That might be interesting, but let's keep it local. Don't take it to New York or Paris to do that.
Which is
keep
what the local. State, yeah, what the state did. They went out there and they speculated on in stocks and bonds when it crashed. It took out that secret pocket or that safe pocket that they had all
right.
the pensions in, and now we're all paying for it. So there ought to be some kind of rule that says. Some kind of new law, and we're going to ask Eric about it, and this is a good question, David, is, you know, I mean, are we still doing that same thing? And if we are, how can we prevent this from happening again? Thank you so much for your
sure.
thank you so
well,
much for your phone call.
Study the LIBOR.
Yeah.
LIBOR is how those interest rates are set, and that
okay.
turns out to have been a scam. After the 2008 collapse, people started studying LIBOR, and so all of these fake interest rates, we're still paying 10% or 12% or crazy numbers. You know, it should be 1%. It should be a half a percent. And that's what's sapping the cities, and the city councilmen are basically being told, well, this is the way it was before, so we just have to keep
yeah.
doing it.
Okay.
Okay,
all right,
David.
Thank you so much for your comment.
Hey, you
yeah.
know, we have the president of Five Star Bank here, and, you know, there were a lot of
Northern
numbers
Division.
That were being thrown out there, and you know, what say you? Sounds
what
like somebody
I?
Else we know.
Well,
what say you?
You know, the our local governments, our city, county, special districts, most of their retirement plans, they have an opportunity to opt into CalPERS, which is the state fund or the state employees' retirement plan. And they, like you said, CalPERS, you know, does have some money in the stocks and bonds, which you know, which has gone up and down, and they've invested in real estate. They have a diversified.
It's
depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, are they short-term trading? No, they're investing long-term, but they lost money. And they do, and they also invest in real estate, and they invest in a lot of diversified stuff. Some stuff, you know, that we would understand, and some I quite frankly don't understand because they're they're non kind of traditional investments. But they have some pretty tight guidelines on what they do. What we're talking about on unfunded, you know, pensions is obligations that our government has made to pay for pensions that they haven't set aside the full amount for, at least over time. You know, they're planning on pay as you go as opposed to having put it set aside. And some of that's caused by changes in CalPERS returns. I think CalPERS returns are down in the mid-sixes and sevens mm-hmm. averaging now, and they had been as high as 9 or 10 averaging when they were doing better. And some of it's in the commitments that our local governments have made to employees to allow them to retire, an expensive retirement.
Right, and then when everything crashed, if you had not been paying into it because I'm just going to let them do it, now we're stuck. And now, as Gary Cadd said, we've got a $3 million payday this year.
Yep,
and I think it's 6 or 7 each year after that, and increases to make up for that.
Yeah, it's huge, and a lot of it too is, when those estimates were made and the promises were made to the employees, they were based on assumptions of what their salary would be at the end, trying to project, you know, with 25, 30 years, what their life expectancy would be at the end, and what the rate of return over that period of time would be. All of those are assumptions that have changed. and
dramatically.
Dramatically. And, you know, and one of the biggest ones is life expectancy. I mean, my dad's a good example. He retired from Caltrans when he was 62 years old. Well, that was, you know, when he started with Caltrans, you weren't expected to live much past 70. He's 85 and still relatively healthy. And that, you know, the life expectancy
of everybody, yeah.
of everybody
that's
know,
really thrown it out.
It has really made a change, which is good. I mean, we don't want that to change, but it has made a huge economic impact on
Social Security and all this. Yeah. And even though they've changed, as I learned last time, the rules for people now and the as far as when they can retire. Okay, let's take a quick break because I know, Linda, you've got some questions.
Well, we
about
have a lot of headlines that I wanted to, you know, kind of throw out there and see what's happening, how that's affecting us here locally. And of course, our guest today is Eric Woodstrom, who is the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And, you know, we see a lot of local business leaders coming in and out of and banking with you. So, you know, we always kind of go to you. You're our source of like what's really happening because, you know, it does, it's a trickle down, but there's a lot of things right now happening globally, that are, I don't know. Let's just talk about that when we get back after these messages here on KCNR 1460. Currently 42 degrees. It's going to be a sunny day with our temperatures reaching around 74. We'll be right back.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time.
Welcome back to 45 Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bach.
It is 8:33 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans and just outstanding haircuts. Outstanding is the cheers of barbershops right there. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue across from the subway right there. Head on in. And then, you know what? If you're lucky, there'll be two or three people waiting. Just sit down, catch up on your reading before you get your haircut. Our guest, Eric Wickstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We like to, you know, and just to let people know, is the reason that we've been able to be on the air for 6 years is that when we took our business plan, whatever there was of it, to Eric. Eric looks, and this is what Five Star does.
It was
does.
A good day with the dartboard.
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, when the guy that you want, you're going to help you start a business goes, well, how much is one of those worth? And we both looked at each other, I don't know. So, but here's the thing about it is Five Star Bank is a business bank. And even though, of course, they have individual customers, of course, but the business. And that, but we just need to tell everybody is that they're the ones that helped us get started with Five Star Bank, and they haven't changed.
It's
since
the
then.
Cheers oh, of banking. Yeah. Everybody knows your name. You come in and feel loved. Anyway, okay, well, okay. I have a question because, you know, I look at – I go through Peru's several websites to see what's happening on the world stage. And, you know, right now appearing on USA Today is mystery drone seen over Paris for second night.
Wow.
Number two, Iran blows up replica U.S. warships in drills. And on the front page, Obama vetoes pipeline bill. President Barack Obama rejects a bill to approve construction of the Keystone pipeline. Wielding his power for the third time in his presidency. Those are some of the things when we look at it makes you feel shaky.
A little jittery on the international
on
front.
The international yeah. level. So let's talk about the trickle down, what happens in a daily life of somebody who is in charge of a bank. How does this affect you?
Well, that's a really good question. And you know, some of it has a direct impact on some of our customers, and some of it has an indirect impact. But really, just the kind of consistent new unrest that we see internationally, whether it's in the Ukraine, whether it's in Turkey, whether it's in the Persian Gulf, or with the terrorist activities that we've seen, in Europe. It's created, anxiety internationally. Right now, we're economically stronger or getting stronger than a lot of the European countries, have been. They haven't pulled out of their recession. They're still dealing with the Greek bailout and the problems in Greece and other countries. And so, as I read earlier in the week, Janet Yellen, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and her kind of guidance on interest rates, are going to keep them low. They're keeping track of what's going on domestically, but also foreign, internationally. And interest rates continue to stay low. Also, kind of what's been trending as we've remained or built our economy, and theirs is still having problems, is that exchange rate is between U.S. and the euro or U.S. and the British pound. The U.S. dollar has become stronger. Now, that has two effects. One, if we're selling goods internationally, it makes it more expensive for the buyers. So maybe that's not so good for those companies, which there's – I had a presentation from Leah Gould-Haas. I think we have about $400 or $500 million, almost a $500 million of commerce annually from the North State that's sold internationally, whether it's ag, production, different things.
Logs.
So, yeah, logs.
Blueberries.
Yeah, but also manufacturing,
right.
Software,
right.
A lot of things. It makes it more difficult. Conversely, if our producers are buying stuff from the European countries, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to go vacationing in Europe.
It's definitely
having an impact. You know, some of our companies buy special equipment to do, 3D, 4D milling, different things like that, CNC machines, and they're buying them from, Austria and some of the Bavarian countries where that equipment's been made forever. those prices are coming down, and so they're able to buy equipment. And so, you know, it does have an effect. I think it has generally a positive effect internationally on our local economy, other than you know, the trend in agriculture has been export from beef to rice to, you know, commodities, and those ag exports are the ones that are going to Asian countries and India and Pakistan. They're still able to buy, but you know, if they're exporting to the European countries, it's become more expensive. Hurt. Yeah,
the Keystone Pipeline, which was a bipartisan bill.
Yeah,
a bipartisan bill. Now, you know, happen to see that.
You know,
most
this is
paper story.
This is just quintessential yeah. politics at the top. It has nothing to do with anything other than Obama, you know, trying to be, you know, the environmental savior, I guess. I don't know.
I don't even think it's that.
I don't think it's that. It makes no common sense, no business sense, no safety sense. You know, the pipeline, there'll be construction jobs to construct it. There's already an existing pipeline. Anybody that really wants to know this, go online. You can see where the pipeline already is. This is just a phase of the pipeline to provide a more efficient route through some of the Midwest states. It's built in Canada. It's built down the Mississippi Valley into the refineries.
I think it's already into Oklahoma.
It's already producing yeah. oil. There's oil going down. Right. The first two phases have been funded, built, and are operating.
Right.
And this is just a connector phase that'll make it more efficient. And it's only for politics. It's only, you know, the only piece that comes out of it is, well, we want to reduce the carbon footprint. That tells me, you know, that mindset is the one that says, well, we should never drive, we should never use, you know, fossil fuel for anything, you know, and it's just not practical. It's an amazing, you know, political move. Like you said, it has bipartisan support.
It does.
He's a lame duck. He has nothing else, you know, to run for and win. So he's you know, trying to appease kind of a small group of
You know, the other thing, too, is I read an article, and we talked a little bit about it, an article by a guy who's a real environmentalist and, you know, who really wants to do away with, you know, fossil fuel use. However, what he says is, frankly, if you ship it by rail, which is what we're doing on an antiquated rail system, and they've got, you yep. know, they've got all these new railroad cars, they just had a huge accident and they dumped tons of oil. He says, frankly, it's a lot safer to push that oil through this pipeline, environmentally safer, everything, to run it through this pipeline.
Well, sure
and for
is.
That reason, he supports it. He says people should support it for no other reason than that, because it's not like it's going away. My other part on this is that we're getting oil from our ally,
yeah.
as opposed to sending billions over to people that just don't like
the Canadians. If they don't deliver it to us, we'll deliver it to somebody else.
There you go.
So why would we, as an alternative, buy and bring it in on ship as opposed to bringing it through a pipeline from our neighbors?
From ISIS, who is taking, and trust me, we're probably getting oil that ISIS has sold to brokers that ends up over here somehow, and or these other states that don't like us, that if they're funding terrorism, why not try to become as energy independent as we possibly can? And here's a way of doing it. And here's a president who talks about helping the middle class, and yet hammers this and just vetoes it, a bipartisan bill. Anyway,
so there you go.
There you go. Greece, it's going back to Europe for a second. Greece elected a very liberal government there who said austerity, poo.
Yeah.
Just tell them we're not going to pay him back.
I think the practical reality of his comments have kind of come home to roost. Yeah. You know, EU, what they used to call the triumvirate. Now they have a new name for it. It's the institutions, because they don't want to call it that anymore. have said, you know, these are the ramifications of you breaking this pact with us on the debt. And I think that they realize that they're, you know, far more severe than the politics of saying we're going to, you know, break the austerity program. So they gave him a 4-month punt, basically, to say, you know, get your plans together and tell us what it is. We'll give you a, you know, it will delay any decisions for 4 months. The EU and the IMF
a tremendous impact it could have if, you know, and this happens because Germany is footing the bill here.
Yes.
In many of these cases, and Germany's, you know, tired of it. And this, I mean, the Europe, you know, the euro is at lowest rate, as we've already talked about, as it has been. But there could be, I mean, but this thing could come apart. I mean, the European Union could come apart here with a lot of the things that are happening because, you know, the economy is just in the doldrums over there, except for a couple countries.
Yep.
So that would be interesting to see what happens there. And then you've got – now, you know, talking about international things that are happening, you know, and Linda, you know, it's a good thing to get into. But what about the Ukraine and the Russians? Because we're talking oil and gas coming out of that, out of the out of the southern part there that the Russians have taken. And now we seem to have a war going on over there. And you've got the
–
Senator McCain saying he's ashamed of his country, his president, and himself because we're not – we need to ship them weapons at least to fight.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's a lot of – kind of interesting dynamics, and it all, and we look at the politics and what's said every day by many sides, and you know the bloodshed in the streets and all that. Practically, a lot of this though comes down to the same thing we've been talking about: the Keystone Pipeline, energy, oil, and natural gas. Because Russia delivers through Ukraine to a lot of Europe,
right?
And there's a significant amount of, I forget the number, but it's a very high percentage of European energy sources, whether there's natural gas or petroleum products, that comes through Ukraine, and so instability there will have a huge impact on Europe. You know, a deteriorating impact on Europe, and so it's it's a pretty touchy situation. Quite frankly, at least from what I see, I don't see a lot of leadership from our, you know, our current government on helping to try and solve this. I just see some chest pounding and flexing and noise. But at the end of the day, it's kind of what's frustrated me is we're not invited to the table to try to help solve it, because I think we're not seen as a, you know, someone that can help solve it,
which is a really
a huge change from what we've been historically.
That's a very strong statement.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got to take a quick break here.
How do we change that?
We'll talk about that when we get back. Hey, let's talk about one thing.
Sure.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
At Wind River.
Oh.
Linda's going to be singing.
Oh, my gosh.
Lady Bob and the Bluebirds are going to be down there. Romance on the River.
Yes.
One more time. You got to come down and join us because we're going to have a great time down there as usual. From 7 to 9, have that dinner that they offer down there, and it's going to be, you know what? You've got new songs, you've got the whole.
We've been sold out for 4 engagements now, so we booked 6 months, the first Thursday of every month, and it is a fun night. There's, you know, it's in the Elements Lounge, so there's, you know, if you want to make your reservations, 243-3377, so you can get up front towards the stage, and. You know, it's really fun. You can talk. I mean, there's not one of these things that it's in concert, so you can talk and have a glass of wine. And, you know, they do serve nice wine, and the food is good. So, you know, it's a fun night. Come and hang out with us. And my musicians are Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, Bobby Veramontes, and then I have my special guest is Rick Hill. So it'll be a nice musical night. We've just had a rehearsal. We got some juicy new songs. So come on out.
Great. Okay, we'll be right back. Our guest, Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With 4 adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 201-241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Room. I smell a wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have 74 as our high today. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 43. Shasta Gas Propane always sponsors our weather here on KCNR, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
Owens Pharmacy. You know, with their MedSync that they have service at Owens Pharmacy, they adjust your pill count so every one of your meds and your prescriptions come due on the same day. Now, why is that good? Because you only have to make one phone call or one trip to pick up all of your medications. And if you can't make it and you're signed up for MedSync, guess what? They deliver it to your house free of charge. Not only that, but the pharmacist is kind of that last line of defense. He's the one that checks and makes sure, is this the right medication? Is this what I've been seeing from my patient and my friend? And that's the way they treat you as friends at Owens Pharmacy. It's locally owned, locally operated. There's 6 locations here in Reading, and most of them are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. I think they're opening another one down in Palo Cedro.
Yes, they are.
In fact, they are. You know, great. You know what? Again, locally owned.
Yep.
It's a great place to go to.
Locally owned company. Oh, been here for, yeah. You know, it's now run by the next generation of owners, and it's a...
Looking forward to things. I mean, they're looking out there, and I tell you what, that pharmacist is important.
In providing a service.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And speaking of that, Okay, I mean, you're in the middle of this, of all the business and everything that's going on around here, and growth and non-growth. What are you thinking of here?
Well, you know what? From our perspective, we're seeing some growth in existing businesses. We're seeing, you know, some incubators, some new businesses start with a couple people, and some, you know, like it's always happened historically, some make it, some don't. And but we're seeing, you know, what we're seeing, I guess, in the last 3 to 5 years that we hadn't seen previously is kind of you know, a growth in the next generation coming back to town, starting businesses, being active in not only in the business community, but also, you know, kind of starting to take leadership roles in mm-hmm. in the future of our county and in our area economically. And, you know, aside from what's happened politically at the city and county, you know, in the business community and in the community as a whole, I think that, you know, we've seen a healthy change and a healthy new energy, and we're seeing that in a lot of different areas. We're seeing, you know, kind of a recasting maybe of our economic development activities. We're seeing, you know, a lot of new ideas and, you know, energy for change and you know, getting away from the things that we've always done because they're not working. You know?
They're not working.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
On economic growth, whether it's the chamber or the, you know, EDC or different things, there's been a lot of energy over a lot of time to, you know, to based on their own kind of focus. But, you know, what I see a need for, and this is something we've talked about internally, we were helped to be the catalyst for it down in the Sacramento area where we're headquartered, is kind of change from the business community on how we approach economic development, you know, in our community. And, you know, kind of bringing together, we have government agencies, we have nonprofits, we have for-profits, we have a whole bunch of different things to talk about economic development, but not a singular kind of focus and voice saying, you know, this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to do to stimulate, you know, business in our community. And quite frankly, it's got to come from the employers. You know, it's got to come from the business community. It's got to come from the people that have capital invested here. And so, you know, we're seeing kind of a catalyst of that coming together, and I think there's some exciting things ahead of us on it.
Good. So, I mean, we're talking about some businesses coming together with nonprofits.
Well, I think that the nonprofits have a role, and they provide they provide counseling. They provide Smart Business Resource Center provides employees and some benefits and some, but really, the business community has to take the lead, I think, and I think it's got to be the employers that have capital and people invested in the community have to take the lead and say, this is what we want to do to grow this community business-wise. You know, the county and the city takes care of infrastructure. They take care of planning to make sure it's done, smartly and consistent with how all the voters want it. But the business community needs to step up. And you know, we've had some kind of informal talks, and I think we're going to have more formal talks on pulling that together and, really moving things forward from an economic standpoint.
Okay. Well, good. We need to move forward, that's for sure.
Yeah, and take action, not just talk.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this.
Does that sound familiar on a lot of issues around here, take action?
You know what, and here's the thing about it is you know, when we talk crime, and we talked about that, is that Record Searchlight had an editorial about, you know what, hey, crime really hasn't gotten up this year, but what they neglected to point out was that 3 years ago it skyrocketed, it hasn't maybe gone a lot more right now, but it hasn't dropped dramatically either.
I've lived in the in Shasta County since 2000. We moved up here in 2000 out of Southern California. I remember going to my first State of the City luncheon, 2001 or so, and the chief of police at the time stood up there and said, "I'm proud to say that our gang-related crimes has gone from 3 to 2 to 0. And so in 15 and go, years, and I thought, go, well, that's where I want to live. I said I was very proud. Yeah, I'm excited to live here. I'm proud to, excited to raise my kids here. And we can't say that anymore. So, you know, the relative impact of flattening crime, it's high.
It is.
You know, and the property crimes, while they're not, violent crimes, if you're not the one being vandalized, maybe it's just a number, but when you're robbed or your business is broken into and you have real costs and you're looking over your shoulder at night, you don't want to go to a gas station, any gas station in this town in the evening. That's ridiculous.
Now, and I realize that some of this is perceived. It really is. It's perceived problems, but perception is reality to a lot of people, and when you see it and hear it now.
Well, for the,
and so does that mean we need a policeman in every corner? Absolutely not. But we do need to move forward and say,
take action.
In July, we had so many people there. I mean, 750 standing up, maybe that many turned away, 2,000 at the Safe City. So everybody knows it's just like with business. We know what the problem is.
Yeah.
And people then on this last one, only 200 people show up. That means that. No, that doesn't mean anything except people want our elected officials
to take action.
To take action. Yeah. And frankly, I mean, it's the same thing we've been talking about for 3 years. Rob Bloody has got the plan. It just needs to be instituted. To be instituted, it takes money. So when are they going to reach into that reserve?
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. And then the Board of Supervisors. They need to do something about the bottleneck with the people that were, as we arrest them.
Yep.
Because, anyway, so.
There you go.
But it's just, it's perception. But, Reading is still.
It's
but here's
time
the other
to
thing.
Take action.
Yeah. Yeah, and Reading is still a great place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that we just need to come up with a plan, a synergistic plan. When I asked Gary Cadney, has anybody talked to the Board of Supervisors about, getting together and talking about a plan that, we all work on together? And he doesn't know of anybody that's done that. And I'm thinking, well, you're on the city council. I mean, if you don't know about it.
Yeah. Who would?
Well, you know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe Larry Lees and Kurt Starman said, hey, we got a plan. I don't think that's happening. Nice to have them both on at one time to ask them that, though.
There you go.
You know, they're the guys that should be kind of like...
leading it.
Leading it, yeah. Anyway. Good or bad for the next 6 months here in Reading?
I think or good. Stable. I think stable and good. I think we're going to still see, you know, we're seeing...
Home sales.
We're seeing some new homes being built. Mm. And that's what's been kind of exciting. Not only, you know, somebody that owned a lot and building their own house, but we're starting to see, you know, we've had a consistent builder. Jeb Allen with his Palomar Homes is built through, and we're seeing some of the other developers beginning to build and getting plans approved.
Good.
We've had a lot of calls for financing on single family houses, and so that's kind of exciting. You know, get the trades back working, and get new home sales.
Well, that's what you know. What that's going. You know, I've seen where the it says that home sales, private home sales, is the lowest it's been since like. What was it, 2000 or 1994 or something like that in our country?
In
our country, it's like 64%. And I mean, it used to be like 68 or 70%. But I'm glad to see that up here, a
couple developers have spent
spent
quite a bit of time looking at what's going on in other markets in California, and we're starting to have some of the same factors that have driven home sales in the past, which is high cost of entry on homes, a lot of equity buildup in the Bay Area and into that 80 corridor, and those people getting ready to retire and move up here. And that's what's pushed new home sales in the past.
Well, we've got all types of great ideas. Eric Wichtrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being such a pro.
And
thank you.
You know what?
Thanks
and
for
a big
the time.
Part of
and
our
a
community,
leader.
And a big part of our community,
yes.
too. Because you,
someone
you,
we can come to and talk about
and,
things.
Yeah, and, you know, five
ask
star
advice,
bank.
Mull things over, have a good think tank here.
That's right. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me, and we're going to have Mark Baird, who's going to kind of rebut the Record Searchlight's editorial tomorrow morning at 7. Plus, we have Turtle Bay coming in, and a number of different people are going to be rolling through here again. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The mother of one of two men slain by a former Marine at a Texas gun range says she's thrilled with the verdict in the American Sniper trial.
Joyous. It was a answered prayer. We've waited a long time to hear that, and we feel justice was served.
Judy Littlefield was a guest on NBC's Today Show this morning. Eddie Ray Routh was found guilty yesterday of killing Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle and was sentenced to life without parole. Also at SRNNews.com, federal investigators want to know why a produce delivery driver drove his vehicle, onto the tracks yesterday in Oxnard, California, and then abandoned it.
Our objective is to collect perishable evidence, and I describe that as the evidence that will go away with the passage of time.
Robert Sumwalt with the National Transportation Safety Board says his group isn't there to place blame, just to get to the bottom of what happened. 28 people were injured, several cars derailed when that accident happened. The truck driver...